This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, September 17th. I'm Gavin Dahl. A year-long investigation into the Aurora Police Department found a pattern of racially biased policing and use of excessive force that routinely violates state and federal law. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser released results of the investigation on Wednesday and will require the Aurora Police Department to make systemic reforms. The Denver Post reports the 112-page report details how Aurora officers persistently arrest and injure black people and other people of color at higher rates than white residents. Officers also routinely use excessive force against people unnecessarily, fail to de-escalate encounters, and fail to properly document what they do, as required by state law. The Attorney General has asked the police department to sign a consent decree that will outline the steps his office believes necessary to fix the problems investigators discover. The city has 60 days to come to an agreement with the AG. Meanwhile, Weiser joined 23 other attorneys general this week in a court brief opposing the new abortion law in Texas. The brief asserts Senate Bill 8, which amounts to a ban on a majority of abortions in the state, is an unprecedented attack on our constitutional order. Congressmember Lauren Boebert called Democrats, quote, the enemy this week at a conference held by the group Truth and Liberty. She said President Joe Biden treats terrorists better than unvaccinated people and touted her articles of impeachment against the president.
Are we going to declare that God removes these unrighteous politicians, these corrupt, crooked politicians, and installs righteous men and women of God? It's time the church speaks up. The church has relinquished too much authority to government. We should not be taking orders by the government, from the government. The government needs to be looking at the church and saying, how do we do this effectively?
That clip courtesy of Right Wing Watch. It's available at annlandmanblog.com. Montrose County Commissioners this week approved a $33 million expansion of the Montrose Airport, scheduled for completion 2 years from now. The Montrose Press reports the expansion will nearly double the size of the terminal to around 70,000 square feet, adding two additional gates and new parking lots. About $15 million of the cost will be funded by a federal grant. The county will take on an undetermined amount of debt in the form of bonds. City of Delta Planning Commission met Monday night for regular business. After spending nearly 2 hours on three routine agenda items, the meeting shifted to an update on the draft comprehensive plan. The city's highly organized and patiently helpful community development manager, Shea Coburn, described the draft document in front of commissioners included plan elements like goals and policies, implementation action tables, plan maps, and an appendix. Chairman John Vigil said it took him 6 hours to read everything and complimented Coburn on her hard work. Commissioner Jay Stooksbury told KVNF consultant Carrie McCool deserves a lot of credit, too. Coburn stressed in her remarks that the community input process has led to impacts on Delta's comprehensive plan, like for future parks on the recreation and tourism map.
This is a slight update from our current maps that are in our 2017 Parks, Recreation, Open Space, and Trails map. Things like future parks. One of the big differences between this map and the 2017 map is that we had all sorts of future parks way out here in the county. And what we have heard from our community through this process, we actually don't feel like we need to build a ton more facilities. We need to take good care of what we have.
Delta City Council and the Planning Commission are expected to review the plan at the council meeting on Tuesday, October 19th. In November, the plan will be open to public input. Then the Planning Commission is expected to consider adopting it formally, recommending it to the council in December. The last step of the process to get the new comprehensive plan approved will be Delta City Council adoption in a public hearing before the end of the year. During a news briefing on Wednesday, state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy said the number of COVID outbreaks, defined as five or more cases sharing some link, has continued to rise in Colorado. More than one-third of 362 current outbreaks are in schools. As of Wednesday, 127 Colorado schools had COVID outbreaks, up from 80 last week. Hospitalizations are up, too. The Gunnison Watershed School District School Board voted 3-1 on Monday to enact a mask mandate inside all district buildings and transportation. Crested Butte News reports the district has reached 41 positive cases, a steady increase from 8 the first week, 10 the second week, and 22 cases last week. Cases trend toward younger elementary and middle school students. The Garfield County School District, RE2, will require students and staff at all schools to wear masks indoors starting September 27th, the district announced Wednesday. The Glenwood Springs Post-Independent reports, since school began this year, the district has had 20 positive in-school COVID cases that led to the quarantining of 236 students and 41 staff. The Montrose County School District Board met for regular business last night. During public comment, speakers Linda Gann and Kelly Fox asked district officials to reconsider their decision not to enforce a mask mandate. Let's listen.
I respectfully offer to you that this is another time to be proactive and not reactive. COVID-19 is a public health emergency. It is a global pandemic.
That's
it does not discriminate. Please be proactive.
According to the CDC and Colorado Department of Health and Environment, communities with higher rates of transmission and lower vaccination rates should continue to take heightened COVID-19 precautions. Montrose County currently qualifies as having a high rate of transmission, with over 80 positive cases in the last 7 days. Currently, the CDC and Colorado Department of Health is recommending universal indoor masking for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors to K-12 schools, regardless of vaccination status. This is evidence-based practice to reduce transmission. Universal masking is an especially critical strategy when a community is at higher risk of transmission, such as when vaccination rates are low and in schools where students are not yet eligible for vaccinations. Montrose County has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state. As of this morning, I looked at my student's school, 11% of the staff at Centennial and 5% of the students were under quarantine. Cottonwood, 9% of the staff and 6% of students were under quarantine. This isn't counting staff that are probably missing work because of their own children are out under quarantine. I'm sure these schools are feeling the burden of missing 10% of their staff. I think we can agree we must do our best to keep our children in the classroom so they don't fall behind. I believe more needs to be done to keep our children and school staff safe. I'm very pleased Centennial Middle School has recently started daily symptom screening prior to students entering campus. This is a step in the right direction. It's my understanding the school board has no immediate plans to reinstate a mask mandate. I know you've been presented with similar data from some of our local health care providers as well. As we sit idly by, hoping that the numbers improve without taking any action, I have a question for you. At what point is there a threshold for positive cases or number of students and staff on quarantine? Is there a magic number where you decide to reinstate masks? And since you're not enforcing masks, but you're recommending them, what are we doing to promote masks with students and staff in schools? I know that my kids wear masks, but our masks are intended to protect others, not ourselves. I'm not protecting myself right now. I'm protecting you guys.
The pleas for stronger protection of kids appeared to fall on deaf ears. From what was visible on the district's Facebook Live video, only Public Information Officer Matt Jenkins wore a mask, not Superintendent Kerry Stevenson, nor a single Montrose School Board member. One in 500 Americans has died from COVID-19. Kaiser Health News reports the next significant shortage of supplies during the pandemic will likely be for home COVID test kits. That does it for Friday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.